This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has one message for Americans and the world on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Democracy won. Pelosi spoke at the Capitol just steps from where a mob loyal to Donald Trump laid siege to the building last year. In an interview with the Associated Press Wednesday, Pelosi said President Trump's supporters might have thought they were doing the right thing, but he had lied to them.
When a president speaks, people in their good nature would believe a president, but it was a big lie on his part, and for that he should be ashamed. For that, he was impeached. Twice.
Pelosi said she's optimistic about the nation's future because those who tried to wreck its democracy did not succeed. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday vowed to hold accountable anyone who was responsible for last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, whether they're physically there or not. In a speech to Justice Department employees, Garland said prosecutors remained committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable.
The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law.
His remarks come just shy of the one-year anniversary of the attack on the Capitol, and as the Justice Department has faced increased pressure from some Democrats to focus more on actions that might have inspired the thousands of pro-Trump rioters to storm the building. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Defending Australian Open tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry into Australia. We get details from Ed Donahue of AP.
Djokovic arrived in Melbourne to defend his title at the first major tennis tournament of the season.
Nice to be here.
But his visa was canceled. Djokovic received a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements at the Open. Many Australians are furious.
I think it's a disgrace. We've all done the right thing. We've all gone out and got our jabs and our boosters, and we have someone that's come from overseas, and all of a sudden he's been exempt and can play.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Djokovic should be treated just like anyone else.
If he's not vaccinated, he must provide acceptable proof that he cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons.
Djokovic tested positive for the coronavirus in June of 2020. I'm Ed Donahue.
North Korea acknowledged its latest missile launch early Thursday, one day after South Korean authorities first reported it. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
North Korea says Wednesday's missile launch was a successful test of a hypersonic missile as part of its program to modernize its strategic weapons systems. It was the first known missile launch by North Korea in about 2 months. The official Korean Central News Agency said the Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party expressed great satisfaction at the results of the missile test. Hypersonic weapons fly at speeds in excess of Mach 5, or five times the speed of sound. U.S.-led diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear program has been stalled since 2019 over the North's objections to international sanctions. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Russia-led military alliance said Thursday it would dispatch peacekeeping forces to Kazakhstan after the country's president asked for help in controlling protests that burst into violence, including the seizure and setting on fire of some government buildings. Protesters in Kazakhstan's largest city stormed the presidential residence and the mayor's office Wednesday and set both on fire as demonstrations sparked by a rise in fuel prices escalated sharply in the Central Asian nation. Police officers reportedly fired on some protesters at the residence in Almaty before fleeing. The Kazakh Interior Ministry said 8 police officers and National Guard members were killed in the unrest and more than 300 were injured. No figures on civilian casualties were released. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev had appealed to the Collective Security Treaty Organization, a Moscow-based alliance of 6 former Soviet countries, for assistance. Hours later, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, the council's chair, said the CSTO's council approved sending an unspecified number of peacekeepers. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA